Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty here with Rick Farmelo. Cheers.
Me. Cheers, Jerry.
And we have a special episode of Rick's Martini Bar, our Three Stooges podcast, probably our most popular podcast that we've done. Maybe, I don't know. But definitely generated the most feedback from listeners. They love that Three Stooges.
They can't get enough.
So
we're going to try to satisfy their
One of the things we talked about was this tape that exists. Rick, tell them about it with the kid.
There was a kid who used to call Mo and Larry. Now, these guys are both very old at the time. I didn't think they could run fast enough. So this guy used to call them in the old folks' home. And Larry had had a stroke, so he really couldn't get out and get away. So he'd call Larry, he'd call Mo, and ask him all these questions. But the questions he asked him were not really necessarily about the Three Stooges. He asked him how tall they were. He asked Mo how long it took him to get to the post office. You know, I mean, just stupid things. What his favorite color shirt, you know. He got the Three Stooges, he's a comic legend. He asked him questions like that. One of the questions he asked both of them was, he had heard they were good swimmers. And he said, I heard you're a good swimmer. I think they're a little bit taken aback, like, you know, who didn't swim when they were kids, right? Anyway, so there seemed to be some controversy among Stooges fans of who really was the better swimmer.
And we had a lot of questions of people asking, who is the better swimmer, Larry or Mo? Mm-hmm. And most podcasts, we just let that go and say, hey,
we answer everything.
Oh, we answer everything. So Rick, who has all these connections in Hollywood, film on Sunset, that place you go to, where they sell the scripts and stuff?
Oh, Larry Edmonds.
Larry Edmonds
bookstore.
Great place.
Best bookstore in Hollywood, yes.
So Rick found the tape.
Yeah.
Underneath Larry Edmonds in his place, mm-hmm. wedged in between one Three Stooges books, and then
book on Betty Page, which didn't make any sense. She was misfiled.
It was misfiled, yeah. And that was the only way we found it. But mm-hmm. it's a reel to reel tape of.
So we're gonna hook it up.
We went out and bought a reel to reel tape recorder.
Which wasn't that easy to find.
That was hard to find.
Yeah.
And we're gonna play this actual tape
and finally put to rest.
Put to rest
this controversy.
And the tape is the third interview, which has been long lost. It's been lost for 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
And it's the interview of the kid calling back Larry after he talked to Mo, where Mo said he was a better swimmer.
Right.
So anyway, so let's press play here.
There we go.
Hello, Larry?
Yes, hello.
It's me, Jimmy. Remember, I called you?
I think I remember you, yes.
Yeah, I talked to you about swimming.
That's right. You did bring that up, didn't you?
And I called Mo.
How is Mo?
He says he's a good swimmer.
Mo was a very good swimmer. That's correct.
He said he was a better swimmer than you.
Well, let me see if I can put this in proper perspective and tell you what I know. I was a very good swimmer. Mo was also a very good swimmer. But I think all is said and done.
What color swimming trunks did you wear?
I think they were blue. I think I had
blue. Mo wore red.
Yeah, I think I had blue trunks. But I think, everything is all over, I think the thing you could say is Mo was probably a little bit of a better swimmer than me because I was playing the violin a lot. I played with the Dinning sisters. And funny story is this is how Mo discovered me. He was in an act with...
Did Mo play the violin?
No, he listened a lot. But he was in an act with...
How about Curly? Could he swim?
He floated quite a bit. He was very heavy, but I used to play the violin with the Dinning sisters, and Mo saw me, and he was with Ted Healy. And it was Mo, Ted Healy, and Shemp.
Ted Healy swim?
No. Ted, he drank a lot. I guess you could say he swam a lot. That's one way of putting it. Anyway, Mo asked me to join the act. And he said, I like your violin play. You're very good. I think we could use you in the act. So I joined the act. It was Ted Healy, Mo, Shemp, and me. And we were...
Shemp swim?
Shemp. No, he was very afraid of the water, and he was also very afraid of chickens.
Could he play the violin?
He did. No, Shem could not play the violin either. He was very talented, but not that in that way. So we had the act, and so it was me and Ted Healy and Mo and Shem. And then Ted Healy left the act, and it was me and Mo and Shem. And then Shem...
What color swimming suit did those Denning sisters wear?
It was the Denning sisters.
Denning sisters!
I don't believe I ever saw them wearing a bathing suit, but Ted Healy didn't rejoin the act, and Shem didn't particularly care for Ted. So we moved out, came to Hollywood, and Shem left the act. It was me, Mo, and Ted Healy. And then, since Shem didn't want to be in the act anymore, I... Mo got his little brother Curly in the act, and it was me and Mo and Curly.
If there was a race between the Denning sisters and you, Mo and Curly, like a relay, who would win?
And there was Ted Healy did join the act again, and it was Ted Healy and myself and Mo and Curly. And then Ted Healy left in for good this time, and it was me and Mo and Curly.
But then you stopped swimming?
By that time, we were doing a lot of swimming. We were just in work for Jules Whitey Columbia. And then it was Curly for a lot. Again, Curly had a stroke. And so he left. And
swimming Shemp, stroke?
That's pretty funny. And so Shemp joined the act. It was me and Mo. And then Shemp had a heart attack, and he died in the back of a cab. And Curly was also dead. We were running out of stooges, so it was me and Mo. And we got another very funny comedian, Joe Besser. And by this time, Ted Healy had also died, so we were pretty thin ice, I think. And then we had Joe Besser left. And then...
Because he couldn't swim!
That was probably part of it. I don't know. And I'm getting a little tired. I had a stroke, and I wrote a book called Stroke of Luck, and it was me, Ted Healy, Mo, and no, wait a minute, I wrote that all by myself. There was no Ted Healy or Mo helping me with that book.
Thanksgiving's coming up. Yeah. Do you like turkey?
Well, I can have little pieces of it. I can't take a big turkey leg or anything like that.
Can I call you on Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving 1980 would be good. I think I'll be dead about 6 years by then, so that would be probably right. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about show business and my days with the Stooges and Mo and Daly and Shemp and Curly and Joe Besser, and then we had Joe DiRita, and it's hard to keep track.
Yeah, so everybody's swimming.
It's time. I think it's about time for a nap for me. I think I've about had it.
Can I call you back? Later today? Like, how long will your nap be?
Pretty long.
How about, can I call you tomorrow or next week or next month?
Keep going. I think a couple of months would be about. I think it'll be about right. A couple of months.
Okay, bye.
We shouldn't call Mo first, though.
I'm going to call Mo back.
He loves to hear from
tell
you.
Him all about
I
it.
I think he loves to hear from you a lot more often than I do. So why don't you go ahead and give Mo a call?
Okay. I'll call you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Wow, that was cool.
That was it.
Wow.
So.
Did we tape that? We did tape it.
Yeah, we did.
Now anybody can download it and have it.
Oh, so you don't have to go to Larry Edmonds' bookstore.
Nope.
And find
in the middle of the night, like I did, move around. There's cops everywhere. You got to be careful.
So it's an incredible piece of history, and settles it that actually Mo was the better swimmer.
Sounds like it was.
Unless you can find another tape. I don't know. But
it's probably not likely. But you never know.
So anyway, thanks for joining us for this special edition of Rick's Martini Bar and the Lost...
I can't believe this is free for people.
The Lost Three Stooges, Larry, Fine, interview.
Yeah.
So it was incredible. So anyway, join us next time for Rick's Martini Bar. Cheers.